and they were fed in the stalls, but then they could go out in, you might call it a yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was fenced in. And so was the cows.
Mm-hmm.
You had your milk cows, and of course you put them in the stalls that you could milk them.
What do you call these, well, you know, like I've seen them sometime, but I don't know what you call them, you know, where they store grain or something?
Well, now then they've got bins that they store grain in now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then we didn't have any grain to store, but hay, and that wouldn't be a grain, but the hay was put up in the loft. There's a loft up in that building.
In the barn.
Yeah, and then that's where your hay was put, which was made out of where they thrashed peanuts, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And it was put there, and the corn was put in the crib.
Mm-hmm. The corn was in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a separate little place, or was that in the barn?
No, there's a hallway through that barn.
Uh-huh.
And on one side is your cribs that you put your corn in.
You know, these big, I don't know, like I haven't seen them so much down in this part, but I haven't traveled around down that much. Have these big round towers out in the fields? You know, they're made of metal or something. What is that called?
That's your grain bins.
Oh, that's a grain bin.
Uh-huh. They got them
like
all these big farms,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll find them if you just travel around in this community there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find them.
You know, like the hay, like if it's piled up out in the middle of the field,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, is there a certain word for that out in the middle of the field, you know, where the hay is stacked?
I don't know. See, they've been doing this since, see, my husband hadn't farmed now in 16 years. And they're doing that baling of the hay quite different. They used to bale it in just small enough bales that, you know, a person could pick it up and you know, put it in the truck or wagon or whatever you use and put it up in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
But now then, it's made in big bales and left in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's called.
Well, you know, like,
we never done none of it.
You know, the hay that's outside the barn.
Uh-huh.
You know, that you can't put up in the loft.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, what would you call that? You know, like, if you, you know, like, brought it up from the field and
just loose hay?
Yeah, you know. Is that just loose hay out there?
I guess so. If you just, and I mean if you didn't bale it.
Well,
if you bale it,
Well, okay, like, if you put the bales on top of each other. You know, outside the barn, you like, would that be called any certain thing?
No, I don't know, because we didn't ever do it. We put it in the barn.
Yeah.
You know, so that it would stay dry. But see, these big bales they make now, they're so tight and so big until the weather don't penetrate down in them.
Oh.
And they leave them out so that the cows can go and eat as much as they want.
Yeah, so they have to bring it in the barn.
They don't have to bring it in no more. They really got it mechanized now.
All right, goodness. I guess they do. That's pretty good. And then all the machines they have now for, I guess, chopping the hay or whatever?
That's right. Chop everything up. And then the corn, they shell it, you know, as you pull it now.
Mm, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they shell it off of the cob as they pull it. It is shucked and shelled as they pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we rent our farm out. He has for the last 16 years. And so the people that farms it have these big, huge tractors, you know, and same way with peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They just pick them right on off and right into the truck they go.
Back when you were, you know, like when you had hay, you know, back when you were growing it.
Back
You know, like, okay, when you first cut the hay, what did you do with it?